Welcome to the Mesa Business Builder podcast series. As a business owner, you need answers. Join us as we share our most commonly asked questions and provide clear direction and resources for your business. The City of Mesa offers a host of free programs and services, all geared toward helping Mesa businesses start, grow, and thrive. And visit mesabusinessbuilder.com online for additional information available to you 24/7.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, president of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and today I'm in the podcast studio with my friend Kelly Keffer from City of Mesa Office of Economic Development.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me with you on this sunny Friday morning.
Yeah, this is such a long, title. Right. Yeah, so what is your actual title?
I am a project manager for the Office of Economic Development at the City of Mesa.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about the Mesa Business Builder and the Mesa Business Builder Resource Guide. And also a mouthful, but so important to what's going on in the city at this point.
It is. Over the last 4 years, the city has made a very concerted and intentional effort to do more to support small businesses and entrepreneurs here in the community. And I've had the good fortune of being part of that process and standing up these programs and services for our community.
Well, and we've had the good fortune of working with you since basically a pandemic, right?
Absolutely.
When we realized as a community how much our small businesses were struggling. And fortunately, we had the good fortune of having the COVID relief money that was set aside for our small businesses and the Mesa Cares program. So out of that was born the Mesa Business Builder.
That is correct.
Yeah, so talk about what that is.
So as you mentioned, with the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously the spotlight really was shown on the vulnerability of small businesses and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And just a couple of quick stats for you on the importance of small businesses to the community. About 44% of national GDP is produced by small businesses. And between 2017 and 2021, more than 17.3 million jobs were created by small businesses. That's more than 70% of all net new jobs.
Wow. Those are big numbers.
When we talk about that, what we're really saying is small business is truly big business.
Yes.
Because we can't just focus on the big companies and corporations, although they're extremely important to us. So are the small businesses and the entrepreneurs.
Well, a lot of those businesses started as small businesses, right?
Absolutely. Didn't Facebook or Apple start in a garage?
Exactly.
With a couple of people on a computer?
Right.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the new and improved MesaBusinessBuilder.com.
So Mesa Business Builder is our overarching brand. So as we came out of the Mesa Cares Act, our city leadership council and others felt that the effort that we had put into supporting small businesses was very important. It was well received by the community, and they wanted us to continue doing the work that we were doing. Mm-hmm. With that, we rolled out the Mesa Business Builder brand. And today, underneath that overarching brand, we actually have a family of 8 different programs and services.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It continues to grow every single year. So we've kind of split that into 3 buckets. Okay. The first one is information and communications. Mm-hmm. With that is our MesaBusinessBuilder.com website, the Mesa Business Builder Business Resource Guide, and the Business Advocate Newsletter that we put out on a monthly basis that's targeted towards small businesses.
Great.
The second bucket, education and training, is our flagship small business assistance program. Mm-hmm. Our Mesa Business Builder Educates You program, which businesses in the program can actually take college classes at Mesa Community College, and it is paid for by the program.
That's awesome.
And then our Mesa Hub online digital platform that's available 24/7 and is free to users. Mm-hmm. And then our last bucket is what we call our specialty spaces, and that's LaunchPoint, the city's business incubator,
right.
And our upcoming Mesa Business Builders at the Studios, mm-hmm. which is 17,000 square feet of space that's set aside for small business and workforce development support.
It's incredible.
It is. It's a lot. It is super exciting to be part of this work. This is my passion. I've been 19 years of small business development and entrepreneurship support.
Mm-hmm.
So to be here at a city that is so engaged and supportive of these types of programs is really just, it's a great place to be.
I don't hear about other cities doing things like this.
No, I truly believe Mesa is trailblazing in this space, mm-hmm. particularly from a municipal government perspective or a local government perspective. I know that there may be other cities that have some programs, but not to the depth that we're doing it.
That's
so
awesome.
It's super exciting, and we continue to have engaged and absolutely very, very needed.
Yeah.
So with that, I think today we'll talk about our MesaBusinessBuilder.com. We'll mm-hmm. start with that because that is our overarching platform,
mm-hmm.
and we just recently rebuilt it. It mm-hmm. is so much easier to use,
nice.
And it looks very, very, it's very user-friendly. It looks very attractive.
It does.
If you remember the old version, it was just kind of this really long page
mm-hmm.
that you had to scroll through. Dozens and dozens of links.
Mm-hmm.
It's now organized into a tile-based format. It makes it a lot easier to find the information that mm-hmm. you're looking for and get connected to resources
mm-hmm.
here in Mesa.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, you've also rebuilt the Mesa Business Builder Resource Guide.
Can
you talk about that? What is the Resource Guide?
So for many years, the Office of Economic Development has had a small business resource guide,
mm-hmm.
And it was an online downloadable PDF, about 34 pages long, and it was a little bit difficult to navigate,
mm-hmm.
and also just to access the links and the information. So what we did is we completely redesigned that, and we've turned it into web-based chapters now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much easier to drill down and find the assistance and or the information that you're looking for. Included is a new business checklist that is brand new for
nice.
Us,
mm-hmm.
as well as a start a brick and mortar in Mesa checklist.
Nice.
As we know, it is often difficult when people want to open a shop,
mm-hmm.
and they may go into this, they may find a shop, and then they're not exactly aware of whether or not they can even do what they want to do in that particular place.
Yep.
And I know that you'll be doing a podcast with Pam Williams, our small business assistant, and she's going to be talking about certificates of occupancy and
right.
use cases. What we're trying to do is help people before they jump in
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they're aware of all of the boxes that need to be checked.
Well, that could save people a lot of time and a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And a lot of frustration.
Absolutely.
That's great.
It can run into significant costs
mm-hmm.
if you find out that you can't do what you want to do
right.
in the space that you would like to go in
right.
without significant modifications.
That's great. So why is this so helpful for small businesses?
What we generally hear from our small business community is we didn't even know where to look.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know where to go. We don't know how to find the information. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it easier by making MesaBusinessBuilder.com your first stop.
Mm-hmm.
Go here first, and then connecting in a much easier user-friendly way to the plethora of resources and agencies and organizations like the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. How can we make it easier for you to find the information you need
mm-hmm.
to do business easier and better here in the city of Mesa?
Well,
that's the impetus for all of this work.
Well, nice job, because obviously, a small business starts and they have maybe an idea or a dream and, not really the structure behind that. So this is key.
Absolutely. And, it's it's an exciting time. Starting a business can be a very exciting time. And sometimes, you know, you have your rose-colored glasses on, right? You think it's all going to be, you know, wine, roses, and butterflies. And then when you start to dig into the nitty-gritty, you find out, oh, I didn't know about that.
Right.
Or I didn't realize I was going to need that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do, again, is try to create these resources that help walk people through it in a systematic way so that we're helping to, you know, take those rose-colored glasses off a little bit earlier and be more realistic about what that's going to look like and what those processes are going to entail.
Awesome. All right. So, again, it's mesabusinessbuilder.com, and you should be able to find pretty much anything you want there. But if they need to, how can they reach out to you?
They can also send me an email. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, dot Keffer, K-E-F-F as in Frank, E-R, at mesaaz.gov. Or you can call me at 480-644-6958.
Awesome. All right. You heard it here. Lots of ways to get started. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you so much. It's been great to be here.
See you on the next one.
See you again. Thank you for listening to the Mesa Business Builder podcast. For more information, visit mesabusinessbuilder.com. For questions, email mesabusinessbuilder@mesaaz.gov. And remember, mesabusinessbuilder.com is your one-stop resource for building your business in Mesa.